Hello and welcome back to the 6 a.m. Club, where we start our day inspired. Today, I want to delve into a simple yet profound concept that has the power to transform our inner dialogue and the nature of our own self-love. It's all about the way that we talk to ourselves. And the reason why I want to talk about this today is because we're approaching the end of the month. And if you know me, you know that every month I set a theme for the month. I look at the year as a book with 12 chapters. And February has been a chapter of self-love for me. I've been diving into this concept, going deeper into it. And there is one thing that has stuck to me that I have a lot of work to do, and is this inner dialogue. So today we're inspired by this quote, or maybe is a saying that says, talk to yourself as you would to someone that you love. But let me ask you this, how often do you actually put this into practice? I'm sure you have heard this a million times before, but how often do you actually put it into practice? Think about it for a moment. When was the last time that you spoke to yourself with the same kindness and compassion and encouragement that you would offer to your best friend or someone that you love? For many of us, myself included, it's far too easy to slip into patterns of self-criticism and doubt and negativity. We berate ourselves for our perceived flaws and shortcomings and mistakes. We forget that we are human beings, that we're not perfect, and that we deserve love and understanding. The same love and understanding that we so willingly give out to others around us, even people that we don't love, that we don't know, right? Now picture this. You wake up in the morning feeling a little bit groggy and unmotivated. And instead of berating yourself for not being a morning person or for hitting the snooze button way too many times, you greet yourself with a warm smile and a gentle reminder that it's okay to take things one step at a time. Throughout the day, when challenges arise or setbacks occur, you offer yourself words of encouragement and reassurance. You remind yourself of your strengths, your resilience, your worthiness. And when the inevitable moment of self-doubt or insecurity creeps in, you counter it with affirmations of self-love and acceptance. You remind yourself that you are enough, just as you are, and that your worthiness is not contingent upon any kind of external validation or being perfect. It sounds simple, right? Almost too simple. But the truth is that the way that we talk to ourselves has a profound impact in our mental, emotional, and sometimes even physical well-being. And yet, this is not how our days typically go, right? When challenges come, when we make mistakes, when something goes wrong, we tend to go and blame ourselves. We tend to speak negatively to ourselves, which can have a negative impact into our mental and emotional health. So, I want to invite you to join me in a little experiment. Starting today, let's make a conscious effort to talk to ourselves as we would to someone that we love. Let's shower ourselves with the same kindness and compassion and encouragement that we so freely give out to others. Let's be our own best friends, our own cheerleaders, our own sources of support and love. Because at the end of the day, the most important relationship that we have is the one that we have with ourselves. And when we cultivate a relationship built on love and respect and self-compassion, we're paving our way to a life that is filled with joy, with fulfillment, with endless opportunities and possibilities. It's that simple, yet not always easy, because we go back to our old patterns. You know, this month, since I was going deeper into this topic, I made this promise to myself to do exactly what I'm telling you. And day one was great. And at the end of the day, I went to bed and I was feeling amazing. I had one of the best days of this year so far. And the only thing that I changed, nothing else, everything is, was all the same, was just the dialogue that I had with myself. I model what I just walk you through. And the day was flowing so seamlessly. I felt like I had a great day, even though everything else was exactly the same. Exactly the same. Day two, day three went by. A week went by. I was feeling great. And then all of a sudden, I faced this challenge, this roadblock. And I revert back to my old patterns. And I had one of the most terrible days of the entire year. The contrast between how I was feeling and all of a sudden reverting back to my old patterns of this negative self-talk. I end up the day feeling sick, physically sick. And I wasn't sick. It was just a result of reverting back to this old pattern of negative self-talk, of blaming myself for the problem, of thinking that I was the problem. Can you relate to that? You know, I understand that maintaining this practice can be challenging, especially when life throws unexpected curveballs all the time your way. But it's during these times of difficulty and uncertainty that our old patterns and habits tend to resurface and pull us back into this familiar cycle of self-criticism and doubt. I want you to know that it's okay. It's okay to stumble and fall back into old patterns from time to time. Change is a journey. Is not a destination, and setbacks are a natural part of the process. What's important is that we acknowledge these moments of struggle with kindness and compassion, just as we would for a friend facing a similar challenge. Instead of berating ourselves for slipping up, we need to offer ourselves words of understanding and encouragement. I was reflecting on the progress that I've made and the positive impact that talking to myself with love and kindness had had, even just this last month. I felt like going to bed feeling amazing after a day of practicing self-compassion and self-acceptance. And what is most important, it reminded me that setbacks are not indicators of failure, but rather opportunities for growth and for learning. Each time that I encounter a challenge, that you encounter a challenge, we have the chance to reaffirm our commitment to loving ourselves and to being resilient. So, once again, I want to encourage yourself to practice more self-love, to be kind to yourself, to embrace each day as a new opportunity to cultivate that deeper sense of self-compassion and acceptance. And remember that you're not alone on this journey. We all go through this. We all have this tendency of reverting back to negative self-talk. But it's only with intention that we're going to be able to change the script. And when we're able to change the script, then the way we experience life will change. We're all pursuing big goals and dreams, thinking that once we achieve those, we are going to feel the joy and the happiness and the fulfillment. But the truth is that the joy and the happiness and the fulfillment and all of those feelings that you're after, you can cultivate every single day with a little bit of self-love, self-compassion, and acceptance. Thank you for joining me today. Until next time, may you continue to speak to yourself with love, with kindness, and compassion. You deserve it. Take care and remember to be gentle with yourself. I'll talk to you next week.